82 AIT net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The temperature here currently up at my camp is 6 degrees, and we had a high today up here of 27 degrees. This repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All just the parties welcome to check in with it without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2 AIT net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
KA2VLA.
KA2YDC, hi.
Okay, I have N2PFM, K2VLA, and K2YDC. Are there any other check-ins? Okay, we'll start here at the top of the list with N2PFM. George, how'd the snowblowers there work this morning?
I would request that you not ask that question. If you know what happened, all three failed on me today, so I don't want to go into any more on that. I will say good evening to everyone. The temperature here is 2 degrees. We had a temperature range today of 2 to 19, and we had 9.5 inches of snow on the thing. Fortunately, my friend was able to get the first thing, the tractor running. It seemed that the drive belt to the boiler unit from the PTO drive, that the take-up or whatever had frozen, and got the thing back on, and they finished the job up. The good Aaron snowblower got frozen to the ground underneath the shed where I had it. And we still haven't been able to get it off. I'm going to probably have to, one day when it's a little warmer, I'm probably going to have to run the milk house heater right near the tires. Hopes we can unthaw it and get that thing out. And the third one, the on that little Yardman, the auger engager froze, so needless to say, I did not have a very good morning. Okay, with that, we'll say God bless, and 73's N2PFM clear.
Sounds like you need some heated floors there in the garage there, George. Geez, that's awful. Well, do you have one of those salamanders or something to keep in there for to keep it warm in that shed there so everything doesn't freeze up?
Well, it isn't one shed that everything is in. There's nothing I got that big that would work there. I have to make a change there with one of the small wood sheds, and I think that's gonna keep the tractor and that good Allen snowblower in. I think that's the way we're gonna do it, and whatever. I just like I say, I don't have any. Thing big enough that they go, and I had the under the porch is where I had the I'm so tired, I'm falling asleep already. Under the porch I had the I can't think of the word again. Underneath the porch I had the big snowblower, not the tractor. I only got under a cover for now because I don't really have anything I can put it in without doing some work, carving work on that small woodshed. So hopefully we'll get that in later this winter, early spring. We're going to have to get some of that done. It's just too cold out there to do it now. Oh, and golden nugget for today, also attributed to Thomas Jefferson. Where people fear, where the government fears the people, we have liberty. Where people fear the government, we have dictatorship and tyranny. N2PFM.
Okay, thanks for the golden nugget there, and I'm up here at camp, so I didn't bring anything quite like that with me. But well, it sounds like you got yourself a project here this summer. Good luck. Alright, KA2VLA, Clint. I did snowshoe down to your camp and the other camp today, and both the camps had something in common. I went down to Hayes Camp, and that, their antenna there, the TV antenna, the mast had bent 45 degree angle, and I guess from the weight of the snow, one of them ice, when we had all that ice up there, I went down to your camp, and your TV antenna up there, the mast isn't bent, but the antenna is. So I don't even think you use that anymore anyway, but the antenna's bent. You probably already knew anyway. They probably saw it last time Joni and Mark were up there. But anyway, everything else looked fine. I looked at the river and everything while I was down there, and it was a beautiful sight, and it's really nice down in here right now today. So good evening, K2VLA. What's going on?
K2AIT. Good evening, Jeff. Thanks for the excursion down to the camp. The antenna hasn't been used in several years. I had a colored TV in there, and lightning caught up with it, and it demolished it, so we haven't did anything since then. I've got a 2-meter antenna up there, and I don't have a radio up there now. I had an extra radio. I got out of whack, and I brought it out. I couldn't repair it, so I'm waiting to get another radio to take in there. I was busy this morning running the snowblower. I felt sorry for George and the problems he had. I had problems, but it wasn't the snowblower. It was a problem with me getting cold. I come in twice to get warm. It was a really freezing windy day, and we had about 6 inches, 8 inches of snow, I guess, but we got it all cleaned up and ready for spring. So we'll say 73s, KD2AIT, this is KA2VLA, be clear, listen out.
Well, that reminds me, Tom Hayes there, he gave me a radio. I guess he had bought out a radio shack, not a radio shack, but a shop in his town there that used to sell radios, and they were going out of business, so he bought all the 2 meters, and he gave me one, he traded me one for some electronic, for some solar equipment I had here, and I couldn't get an interface. I was going to use it for the Echolink interface, and I couldn't find an interface that fit the microphone jack. And he doesn't want it back, so if you want that for camp, I can give it to you. It doesn't, the memory doesn't work anymore, so every time you turn it on, you got to turn it back to the channel. But otherwise, I mean, it works fine for the Boonville repeater. If you want it, you can have it. It's just sitting in my office. I'm not going to use it, and I was going to give it back to him, but he doesn't want it back. So if you want it, I'll give it to you.
Okay, fine. I'll plan on picking it up. Be handy to have. I have my check when I go in, and I normally have radio with it, but it would be nice to have the radio there all the time at the camp. So thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Over to you.
No problem. One of these days when I see it and I remember, I'll drop it off over there. I'll leave, if you're not home, I'll leave it on the porch. Okay. KA2YDC, Charlie, good evening. How's life up there? Mighty fine?
Yeah. Mighty fine, eh? Yeah. Not much going on here as in the town of Fine. There never is, but a little bit of snow on the ground, stuff like that. The wife got up this morning and caught her foot on the floor and fell into the TV, knocked it off on the stand there, right under the bed. It's a good thing there. I guess it didn't fall too far, but it was a fun thing to watch, eh? Of course, I tried not to laugh too much, but it was funny. And let's see, she's out there now hanging on to my, I was eating some blanket chicken there and heard the net start, so I handed that to her and told her to hang on to it so the dog wouldn't get to it, and I come down here to check into the net, so I haven't heard no her or the dog's fuss or anything, so I guess they're not bothering her too much, but nothing else going on here as fine as far as I know. But this is KA2YDC, fine business. Ah, there's enough fines for everybody. Back to that.
Roger that. Well, that must have been an experience with that TV, I'm sure. You don't happen to have a temperature up there right now, is it? I'm wondering how cold it is up there at 5.
I am sorry, no, I don't. Last time I had one on the porch, the glass thing there fell onto the porch and smashed, and that was like 5 years ago that I haven't one since. But, so I can't do that, I'm sorry.
Ah, Roger, that's okay. All right, I was just checking. Okay, well, good luck, and you're gonna have to screw that TV down so it doesn't fall. All right, you have a good one there, and thanks for checking in. This is KD2AIT Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
WX2PJR, good evening, Jeff.
KC2NBU, good evening, Jeff.
KC2WI.
WB2RUQ.
Okay, there's four in a hurry. Well, we'll start with WX2PJR. Boy, that rig sounds crystal clear. It's like sounds like you're talking through a fiber optic line or something. Go ahead. What's going on today, Paul?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff. Everybody else aboard, WX2PJR. Yeah, currently one below zero here. Nice north wind at 2 miles an hour, so yeah, kind of chilly. About 11 inches of snow last night, here anyway, or overnight. That was fun shoveling in the morning, this morning, I should say. Anyways, other than that, not much else going on. Trying to figure out how to get the tones in this radio, though. That was fun. Anyways, but not too difficult. Got them in. What was it there? Will and Julie were telling me how to do it because they have a similar radio, and I was trying to do it, and I wasn't doing it right. I was like, let's see if I do this again, and all of a sudden it finally showed up on there. I'm like, oh, there it is. So, yeah. That's about the only quirk I had with this thing is trying to figure out the tones. Other than that, not much else here. Thought I'd give you one for the count and pass it back to you. WX2PJR.
Okay, Paul, does it have an interface where you can connect it to your computer and program it that way?
Yeah, I can get an interface and do it that way. I don't have it, but yes, I can if I wanted to.
I figured it would. It sounded like you got the real Cadillac there. I figured it probably would have came with it. Well, good luck with it. Half the fun is learning how to use it. My biggest problem is once I learn how to use it, then I forget half of it when I actually have to use what I learned. So, well, good luck with it, and it sounds real good, I gotta tell you. I know most of that's probably just your antenna, but it sounds real good. You're crystal clear. All right, let's see, you got KC2MBU. Ray, good evening. What's going on?
Well, it's crystal clear outside, and it's down to 4 degrees, so I guess the weatherman's right. It's going to go below zero by the looks of it. Spent the first 3 hours today clearing snow, and sunshine was nice, but I guess tomorrow's supposed to be warmer. It's supposed to be a pretty darn nice day. Stopped by the snowmobile races for a few minutes and watched them.
Roger, yeah, it was clear here. There wasn't a cloud in the sky here today. The solar batteries charged right up nice. I've been using them since the sun went down, and they're not, or it's like I haven't even touched them. It's supposed to get down to tonight. Did you hear on the weather?
No, they just said it was going to go below zero in the North Country, and I guess I believe them.
Roger. Well, I brought a bunch of wood inside here up at camp. I brought some big ones in too. I'm going to make sure that stove's running tonight. I don't want to wake up 2 in the morning and frozen to the bed there. All right. Thanks, Ray, and we'll catch up with you later. KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's up?
It's 1 degree. It was 2 degrees when I looked probably 10 minutes ago, so it's still going down here. Sounds like you're at camp. Good night to be at camp. It's kind of fun when it's cold. I don't think it'd be fun if you're actually, you know, in a lean-to or something, but in a shelter with a stove. The first time I think that I can't remember when I was a kid. We moved up to the Adirondacks in the summer of 1971 from Long Island, and so the first winter was really the 72 winter, I think. And the only way I can really, really remember that is that. One of the good ways that helped me remember that is that the snowmobiles we had were 71s and they were both leftovers. But anyway, there used to be a camp we called Mud Lake Camp or McNally's Camp on Mud Lake. Of course, that doesn't tell you much because there's probably, they say 43 mud lakes in the Adirondacks, but in any case. And this camp was a lean-to. It started out as a lean-to, not a state lean-to, but a lean-to that somebody made. And then they sort of dug out in front of it to get a little bit more headroom, not that there was much. And they put basically the other half on. So it was a dirt floor, real low, crude little old camp. And we used to go up to Mud Lake, or McNally's Camp we called it, snowmobile up there. And for a couple, 3 years. And boy, we had so much fun up there. But I think the first time, maybe it was the first time we actually went up there and stayed overnight. It was real cold overnight. And, of course, you know, you can picture these, probably four of us, teenage, not that old, I think. Well, I was in ninth grade, all right. So, anyway, and a couple of the guys were, I think the other three were in 10th, a year older. And we rode up there on our good old, I had a little moto ski and they had ski rules and stuff. And it was cold, and the stove was like a part of a 55-gallon drum, sort of in the dirt. And the wood was all old, it was not good wood, so you had to get it real hot to get it to burn, and then, of course, it would be too hot, and then it would go out. But it was real cold, and in the morning it was cold, and we got back, and they said, oh, yeah, it was a record. It was 20 below or something. So that was my initiation into of going to camp in the winter in the Adirondacks, from being in Long Island where it never got that cold. Only problem with Long Island is if it was 30, or maybe even above freezing, it was cold because it was so damp. But sounds good, and a good signal from camp if that's where you are. I went out and snowmobiled up to Brantingham to the meeting, and I was late because I had to set up the snowmobile, so I really wasn't dressed properly. I rode anyway, came back, and went out with the other machine. And it was a beautiful day, absolutely gorgeous day. And I got back here a little after dark. I decided I don't think I'm going out and riding around at night. It's too cold. And so I plan to go back out tomorrow. Just really beautiful. And probably go to Pine Lake and the Boondock Trail that nobody goes on and the real nice stuff. KC2WI.
Well, I hear you. It is beautiful down here. There's nobody here. Quinn will tell you, not too many people come down in here in the wintertime. Sometimes the first camp here, the guy's son comes in with his snowmobile every once in a while. But I think I've only seen the track in here once this winter. It is, it's nice down in here. I snowshoed in this morning, and I dragged, you know, a little plastic sled behind me, and it's all full of stuff I had to bring down here to camp to leave, but also, you know, I'm planning on spending a couple nights down here, so, you know, enough food and stuff to drink and whatnot, clothes and everything, and it was quite a bear of a hike to get in here. There was no trail, you know, nothing that was been carved out. It was all that fresh snow from the snow we had last night, but yeah, it's real nice down in here. There's not a moon out at all, so all you see is the stars, and it was bright and sunny all day today, and I hiked around the woods for a while and until my legs pretty much had enough, and then I got some projects done around here, around camp. You're going to have to get up here sometime. I think you would really like this place. Just imagine a circular wooden frame with studs and rafters and all that, but covered in with a giant piece of canvas and reflective insulation. You'll have to check it out when he's back, one of these days, this spring or summer. All right, thanks for checking in, Pete. WB2RUQ, my dad. John, how was the snow total down there?
To AIT, WB2RUQ. I don't know, we probably got anywhere between a foot to a foot and a half of snow, and all, it really picked up later in the evening last night. But it got up to like 38 degrees today. Took about 2 hours to clear the driveway and around the property, which wasn't really all that long. Snow's pretty fluffy, just a lot of it. And it's currently 23 degrees. We're supposed to hit zero. We're clearly going to get cold tonight, but right now it's 23 degrees Fahrenheit. And that's it. Other than after the snow clearing, I just kind of have kicked back here and was doing some work on my tool I use for my website. So doing some upgrading for SEO purposes. And that's about it. So I'll put, yeah, as I say, how is the camp? I take it no problem with the snow or anything, and I also take it as pretty warm. So I'll flip it back to you, WB2RUQ.
Yeah, camp's fine. It's about, I'd say, it feels like it's about 70 degrees in here. I'm sitting in here with shorts and a tank top on and slippers, so it's pretty warm. And I got in here, I don't know, right around noon or 11:30, somewhere in there, and I started getting, you know, I had the stove pipe had slid off the stove when it got really cold. I think the stove itself shrunk, so the pipe popped off, so that was my first order of business, was to get that screwed onto the stove, and I got that, then I got the fire going, and then all the snow. Once you get the fire going, eventually all that snow comes sliding off the roof, and so while I was waiting for that, I cooked up some lunch because I didn't want to work around the camp until the snow fell off. And once that happened, I got a bunch of other little projects done around here, and then I did some hiking, and I got a full day of hiking and stuff planned for tomorrow and some other projects to do, and I've been keeping the fire red hot all day today, so... Was it cold last night, or was it right around 30?
We were right around 30, so we didn't get as cold. I don't know if you guys got cold last night, but, yeah, we were around, 30 degrees. What are you doing?
Yeah, it was down. It was pretty cool last night. I think it was like 15 or 12 when I went to bed. And anyway, it's supposed to get below zero here tonight. Thing here says 6 degrees. I'm not sure how accurate this is, but it says 6 degrees outside, and that's, I'm fine with that. So, all right, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in.
N2PFM with an update.
Go ahead, George.
Okay, well, we've dropped 4 degrees since I was always two. Now it's down to minus two here on the mountainside. And according to WWNY, we're supposed to get down to about 10 below zero tonight around here. So that's the update for you. N2PF, I'm clear.
Okay, George, thanks for the update. Well, I picked a good weekend to come into camp, I guess. All right, are there any other check-ins? Okay, as for myself, I think I pretty much, I've already said everything I did today. I just came down into camp here and getting a lot of stuff done around here that needs to get done, and just kind of enjoying myself. It's nice and quiet, peaceful down in here, and if you're going to come down in here and bother me, well, you're going to have to do it in snowshoes and really have to want to come down in here. So I kind of like that. I like being down here where I can get away for a couple days, get away from all the technology and work and everything, and come down and relax for a little bit and just do something analog for a while. Anyway, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? KC2WI. Go ahead, Pete.
I just keyed in the National Weather Service, Boonville. I put Boonville. It says minus 4, so I don't know if you're a little colder than Boonville, or a little warmer, or it's hard to tell what's going to happen sometimes, but that's what they're saying.
Roger that. Well, I'm starting to wonder if my my thermometer is accurate here. It's still saying 6 degrees, but this one's been a little funny, and I think I got to move it to the other side of the camp. I don't know. It just doesn't seem to ever give me, like, what it should be, the temperature, anyway. All right, thanks, Pete. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net and return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank George, Clint, Charlie, Paul, Ray, Pete, and John for checking in tonight. Stay 73s to those who are listening in. This is KD2AIT. I'll be clear and listening.
N2PFM, KC2WI. N2PFM, KC2WI. KC2WI, clear.
KC2WI is KD2AIT. You still there? KC2WI is KD2AIT. KD2AIT, clear and listening.
This is KA2ZZ for the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations come now, please. Any stations for Octane tonight, with or without traffic? Nothing heard. KA2ZZ returning to 17.